Now, will you notice this? Verses 17 and 18. And thus, after this manner, rather, I saw the horses in the vision, or in my vision, as John says, and those that sat on them having breastplates as of fire, that is, fiery red, and hyacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths proceed fire and smoke and brimstone. And these are supposed to be tanks. Well, I don't object to somebody saying that. The only thing is, how do you know that they'll be using tanks in the Great Tribulation period? We're talking about a period that's in the future. This could well be, but I have a notion they're going to have something more refined and sophisticated for that period. By these three plagues was the third of men killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone that proceeded out of their mouths. Now notice the colors of these horsemen are not only striking, and they're colorful, but they're unnatural. The fire is fiery red, as we indicated, and hyacinth is the same color as the flower, dull, dark blue. And brimstone is light yellow. Now the horse here is the animal of war. And actually, hell is now making war on mankind. That is the underworld, I probably should say. These creatures, they're unnatural from the underworld. And they're probably demons or demon control. This is a literal description of them. And I think Dr. Newell, in his book on Revelation, makes this very timely comment. Believe, and you scarcely need any comment. You know the problem today with men when they come to Revelation and say, oh, it's difficult to understand, and you can't interpret it. My friend, the problem is you don't believe it. If you just believe it, read it. This is very clear as to the hellish forces that will be at work during this period. Now, these three plagues that are mentioned here, they're literal plagues. The fire is literal. The smoke is literal. And the brimstone is literal. You had that same thing at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I believe this world will be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah during that period. You talk about homosexuality attaining respectability. It did in Sodom and Gomorrah. But they went out of business. God put them out of business. And if you think God is going to permit mankind to go into eternity, an unnatural creature, I think you're wrong, my friend. Now, let's move on here. One-third of the population is killed, and one-third of nature had been affected before, but mankind had not been touched. Now, if the population of the world were 1.5 billion, then this would mean that 500 million would be slain. And remember that a fourth part had been slain under the fourth seal. This terrible decimation of the earth's populations seems incongruous with all of history until an atomic bomb fell upon Hiroshima. Since then, men have been using more frightening language than that of Revelation. They now talk of the total decimation of earth's inhabitants. But the Lord Jesus said he won't permit it, that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would survive. The human race would commit suicide. Now, I'm reading verse 19. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like serpents having heads, and by them they hurt. Unnatural horses that are able to kill with their mouths. The weirdest feat of all is that instead of horses' hairs for a tail, they have serpents, which also are used in destroying mankind.